producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You have the services now of Rich McFadden
here for you,
and Roberta Fasanelli is here. All right, let's have a thought of the day here. This is from Bruce Lee, who's been dead for a while, but he would have been 75 if we were alive today. It was his birthday. Always be yourself. Express yourself. Have faith in yourself. Do not go out and look for a successful personality and duplicate it. Be yourself. That sounds like an Uri message, doesn't it?
It does, kind of, doesn't it?
And if you spend too much time thinking about a thing, you'll never get it done. So stop thinking about it and get it done. Go to it.
Go to it.
Happy Thanksgiving weekend. Oprah Winfrey said, be thankful for what you have. You'll end up having more. Hey, that's a pretty good thing to think about as well. Thoughts are things. Mm-hmm. Charlie Sheen. Well, let's see. I guess we'll do. I've got both dead people and live people in the news. What shall we do first? Dead people first?
Dead people.
Or alive? Dead people first.
No, dead. Definitely.
Dead people in the news first. Okay. Casey Kasem.
Dead people in the news.
Dead people in the news. Casey Kasem still is not at rest. Oh. His three children and his brother have gone to court this week to sue his wife, Jean Kasem, for wrongful death. Filed in L.A. Superior Court, Ms. Kasem is accused of elder abuse, inflicting emotional distress on the children, and restricting access to their father.
Oops, winning.
Casey's early death occurred as a direct and proximate result of her neglect and physical abuse of him. Other side, at least the attorney for Ms. Kasem, was contacted, Michael Soroy. He did not return the calls. So, for those of you who remember this, the story, the lurid stories of his condition, his body, the dementia, that sort of thing, when he died at 82, his daughter, who's in the radio business, is a big phony as far as I'm concerned.
I liked her.
Yeah, I know you liked her, but I didn't. Anyway, remember, I'm pretty good at figuring people out, Richie.
Isn't it interesting, though, that you and I sat in the same room and watched her tell her story?
Yep, right.
And we have such different takes.
Right. As a matter of fact, I was stopped from getting up and asking her why she was there.
Yeah.
I just have no... I think she's... I just don't like her. Anyway, everybody's got a thing. I don't like... It isn't, I didn't even know her well enough. I just don't like her vibes. Mm-hmm. And all of this stuff, what she used, she's always presenting. She has no radio talent, really, but she always uses her father's name. And that's how I believe she got
the job. And that's the way
jobs.
I feel about the wife.
Well,
is maybe, that, is that
but what has she done to use it?
Celebrity and
maybe they both did in a different way, Richie. That could be. They may be married to both sides of it. The guy was a very easygoing guy. And he was also very generous with his time, his talent, and his money. And so, maybe he was too good to everybody who was around him and got it in the chops as a result of that.
It happens a lot.
It sure does. Okay, as long as we're into the dead people suing department, Paul Walker's father has now joined the list of people who are suing Porsche
for
negligence and wrongful death.
Right.
Walker's father, who is the executor of the estate, filed a lawsuit.
Seriously?
Also, same day that they filed a lawsuit against Jean Kasem. The lawsuit claims that Porsche and the car he was In Porsche. Porsche, excuse me.
Porsche.
He was in a Carrera GT. It lacked safety features that could have prevented him from dying.
What, like a seatbelt?
Yeah.
The car burst into flames, killing him.
I got something that
friends.
Could have prevented him from dying. Not doing 90 miles an hour on a 30-mile-an-hour street.
Right, yeah.
That would have also worked.
Oh, my God, these people, they're something else, aren't they?
Oof. Nobody wants to take responsibility for anything anymore.
Right. So now it's time for live people in the news. Roberta?
Live people in the news.
Sorry.
Winning.
You got Charlie Sheen on everybody's mind, Richie.
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen has been very public lately about his drug use, his HIV status, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
And now, apparently, people who are his friends have said that he cannot eat or does not want to eat. He's not gaining. He's losing a lot of weight. And apparently, he eats what he eats or what he ingests is booze mixed with Ensure, which is a high-protein shake.
That's awesome.
Given to older people.
He makes his own chocolate
makes
martini.
His own, yes, right, exactly. With Ensure.
That's awesome.
Ay. Jared Fogle. Getting divorced from his wife. That's big news, huh? Jared Fogle, you may remember, is the fellow that was the spokesperson for Subway sandwich shops. Apparently, he had a little extracurricular activity going with younger children. That's a guy. What a worm this guy is. He's got two children, a four-year-old.
Subway sandwich.
And a two-year-old.
There's so many bad jokes there. Roberta, really? Don't even go there. There's so
his
many
divorce
bad jokes.
Documents were filed or finished on Wednesday, apparently.
What a creep.
She asks to remain out of the state of Indiana, because there's what intense media scrutiny of him, and the children are being taken away. Well, she's got the children. She wants to move them to some place where nobody will know who they are.
Those poor kids.
Exactly. Oh, right. For good reason.
So bad.
How do you do that to your kids?
You're a no-good so-and-so, Richie. That's how you do it to your children.
You're a creep.
All right, let's see here. Will Smith. Live person in the news. He's looking at getting into politics. He and Ben Affleck both have said, I'd find
it
surprising.
And they'll get elected, too. And they'll get elected.
Oh, they'll get elected. Of course they will. Smith said during an appearance on the Hollywood Reporter's Awards Chatter podcast, quote, I think that my grandmother has always hoped that I might be more useful to the world, apparently, than being an actor. So he says, my storytelling is getting better. I'm doing better as an actor. And maybe that's what it takes to be. This is not what he's saying. I'm just thinking to myself, okay, this is what this guy thinks would make if you're a good actor, you become a good president. And think about what a bunch of phony balonies we've had in the, whether, you know, you can go back to Reagan or even earlier than that. Reagan wasn't a phony baloney, but Roberta thinks he was. But the acting skills that he gleaned were a reason for his success. And you look at further evidence of the people who have been successful as politicians in some regard, it's because they've had a lot of exposure. Look at Fred Thompson. He would have made a decent senator. And I think a lot of his success came from the ability that he had as a pretty good, he was,
orator.
Actors. Yeah, no, he's an orator, but he was a method actor. That's what I was looking for. Mm. A method actor. And so a lot of the same things that I don't see Trump as this. I don't know that Mrs. Clinton is either. When you look at the leaders of the two parties, but there are some people that are in there that are pretty good method actors. That have really nothing to say, but they've got it well polished. I mean, they have no depth. You can say that about Trump, too.
Hey, listen, we watch it all the time. And the key to becoming president is being able to effectively convey your message to where people buy it and want it.
Even if it isn't the right
thing. So if you're an actor, it does nothing but help you.
Obama should get an Academy Award.
He's a good one.
Can you imagine Will Smith as president or Jada Pinkett Smith as the first lady? That's an interesting combination, isn't it? What is her role now in that show? You
never
like,
happened.
Empire.
Oh,
not Empire.
No, she was in Gotham.
Gotham.
She got supposedly got killed off in
Did
Gotham.
She really?
Yeah.
Fish.
She was
fish.
Yeah, fish.
At least we know the president can drag aliens across a salt bed.
Yeah, but apparently they have like an open marriage. Ah. So as soon as people start dragging that out of the closet.
That'll be the end of that.
Yeah, that's done.
Okay, there we go.
Although I like Will Smith. The guy's got great
life philosophy. You've got a secret service agent in your room. Are you happy to see?
All right. On that note, it's time for a pause that may refresh you. It's 16 past the hour. Roberta has the Queen of Cheap report for today in just a moment here on Good Day.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right. They're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 and more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4, void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
Buffalo Wild Wings is the best place to catch all the nail-biting action with wall-to-wall TVs, countless ultimate football watching places to tap into. Your fantasy season may be down the drain, but who cares, Richie? You're football rich. Buffalo Wild Wings, where you get wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly, Roberta.
This Saturday at Kohl's, take an extra 20% off with your savings pass. Use it in store and online. And get sleepwear and loungewear for just $7.99 each. For men and women, for girls and boys, for everyone in the family. Saturday only with your extra 20% off savings pass. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Use your extra 20% off savings pass this Saturday when you shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Flex styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff, ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See Staples.com for details.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Music is a gift like no other. And this Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the best selection of gear. The season's best deals, plus doorbusters. Surprise them with a Fender Squire Strat with amp and accessories, just $149. Make the holidays more musical with a ukulele or a toka djembe from just $29. Or a Shure vocal microphone, also just $29. At Guitar Center, we'll help you give them their favorite gift this year. Black Friday doorbusters at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
An interesting Black Friday backlash seems to be growing. This is also referred to, if you believe some of the hype in the news media, Roberta, as Buy Nothing Day. And so one wonders this, you know, that's a negative spin on it. I think it would be kind of cool to go to some of these parks. There are a lot of parks that have free admission today, right?
They do?
Yes, they do.
But is it the national parks? Is there
national parks?
Yes,
national, some of the state parks, too. Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
So I forgot about that. No, you're right. Yeah, every so often, a couple of times.
There's a black group that is called hashtag not one dime that's trying to get people on
not
social media
on
not
Friday?
To shop today. Yeah, right.
It's why?
Because of racial injustice in the store.
Friday.
I mean, people come up with because they don't like the term Black Friday.
So they're going to have White Friday and Red Friday and Yellow
Friday?
It becomes
ridiculous. This stuff becomes just plain stupid.
Multicolor Friday?
All right. Anyway. So what do we have?
Anyway, okay, if you don't want to go out there and battle with the stores, here's some deals you can get just from right from your own computer sitting at home in your comfy chair. Shutterfly has a coupon, 10 free cards, a great way to get started with your holiday cards. We'll have the coupon code for you at DougStefan.com and includes all sorts of different cards so you can take your pick. Hallmark, $5 off a $10 purchase. Amazon, 30% off one book.
Today.
And Walgreens has a free 8x10 photo print. And these are all online, and you can just do it without having to battle the crowd. So right. GoodStefan.com.
Good suggestion from Roberta Fasanelli here on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
What a great story this song.
I see skies so blue.
So I wanted you to know the story of this gentleman who, whether you know it or not, was raised in New Orleans, Louisiana, Roberta.
That's right.
The grandson of slaves.
Yep. There's a park named after him and an airport named after him here in New Orleans.
Came from the backside of town. His father abandoned the family when he was an infant. His mother became a prostitute. And he and his sister had to live with their grandmother.
Did you say his name yet?
I did. Well, I said, I didn't say his name, but we're playing his music in the background, so it probably makes it fairly easy. Why did you want to know, really, Reggie?
I think there's probably people who don't know who this is.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. Then that maybe will add to the anticipation of who I'm talking about. This fellow had a gift that was recognized very early in his life for music. And with three other children, by the time they were 8 years old, they were singing on the streets of New Orleans. And he survived by taking the coins that were thrown at he and his friends when they were singing on the streets. There was a family in New Orleans who had immigrated from Lithuania to the United States who had pity for this fellow, this young boy, 7, 8 years old. Their name was Karnofsky. And so they brought him into their home, giving work to him in the house. That's how he ate. He did work around the house. He remained with his family in the home where he felt for the first time in his life he was treated with tenderness, kindness, and love. Every night when he'd go to bed, Mrs. Karnofsky sang him a Russian lullaby, and he learned it and then sang it with her. He learned to sing and play several Russian and Jewish songs. Over time, he was actually officially adopted by the family. They gave him money to buy his first musical instrument, as was the custom in many Jewish families. Wanted to see their children go into certain areas, especially if they had musical talent. Later, when he became a professional musician and composer, he used three or more Jewish melodies in his compositions. There's a song called Go Down Moses that's pretty much a symbol of what came out of this tradition, Roberta. He wrote a book about his Jewish family who adopted him in 1907 in memory of his family, and until the end of his life, he wore a Star of David, said that in his family he learned how to live real life, and he learned about determination. So, by the way, the nickname for Louis Armstrong that we know as Satchmo is a Yiddish expression. Did you know that?
I did not.
Satchmo is Yiddish for big cheeks.
That I did not know.
All right. So that's the story of Satchmo, one of the great, great
that
names.
That I did not know.
And he also was happy to tell you that he smoked a joint every day of his life. That's what gave him his pleasant attitude and sometimes his inspiration. So, Satchmo, I'm actually quite interested. Meredith found this story and sent it to me.
Satchel Mouth.
Satchel Mouth, that's what it really is. Satchel Mouth, that's Yiddish for big cheeks.
Actually, if you come to New York, you go to Flushing, there's the Louis Armstrong House.
Yeah.
That is now a museum. It's a home and museum.
Really?
And it's fascinating. It's from the outside, it's a very nondescript house, and he was part of the neighborhood, and the kids loved him. He would sit and he would play on the street.
He was apparently a very pleasant boy and man.
Very, very pleasant man.
As it came to him. And there's a great lesson.
And he had a big backyard. Yeah. He would have parties for the neighborhood kids and the neighbors in the backyard. His parties were legendary.
You could tell by looking at him and listening to him, he had it made. Figured it out. 28 after, here on Good Day.
All right, we're in the holiday season, otherwise known as the eating season. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. We all hate counting calories. It's such a bore. Come on, it's holiday time. Eat, live a little is the motto for most of us. Here's the thing. Intuitive eating, mindful eating may help so that we don't put on that 10 pounds between now and New Year. DCOC advice, intuitive eating is when you respond to your body signals as in, I gotta eat now, I'm hungry, or I should stop now, I'm full. And honoring your hunger is great provided you don't eat a big hunk of chocolate cake every time your body says, hungry, feed me. Remember, as always, you are what you eat. And what you eat during the holidays, sadly, unfairly, counts. This is Dr. Chambers on call with a conundrum. If that wonderful piece of chocolate falls on the floor, do you eat it? The answer is in my video, Food on the Floor. It's on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Ted Allen. As we approach the busy holiday travel season, Americans are bracing for long lines at airports and train stations. While hiccups are inevitable, there are alternatives to cut through the red tape of holiday travel. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
Consider ways to avoid unnecessary expenses during the holidays. Pack smarter to scale down on checked bags fees and bring snacks for the trip instead of buying them at the airport. These changes will help your wallet and increase your budget for holiday spending. I also love having a travel rewards credit card that's flexible enough to earn points on every purchase. With my Bank AmeriCard travel rewards credit card, I can cut through the red tape by having the flexibility to redeem my points on different travel purchases. It gives me freedom to plan holiday travel around my schedule so I can celebrate the season with my family where we want and when we want.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
With the many stock market ups and downs over these last few weeks, many people are asking themselves, are they doing the right thing? Do they have the right financial plan in place? Here's the real question. You should be asking yourself, do you have the right financial professional in place? Well, my friend Rocky DeFrancisco, attorney and founder of the Wealth Preservation Institute, has authored a new book called Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them and How to Avoid Them. In this book, you'll identify financial planners who are forbidden by their broker-dealers from giving you the best advice. You'll understand why most CPAs, EAs, and accountants don't even provide proactive advice to help you save for your taxes. And, of course, you're going to identify insurance agents who are forbidden from selling you the best products available in the marketplace. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's only your retirement dollars. And for a limited time, we're going to give you the free ebook version of this book, Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them, How to Avoid Them. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take control of your financial lives today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Now, and I say we, all of us, collectively, that's the one universal truth. We are all at the same time around the world. We're at this point in the hour. Could be a different hour, of course, but 33 after is 33 after, no matter where you are in the 24 zones around. Well, there's one exception to that, where there's a half hour that goes upside down. I've forgotten where it is.
It's Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
Is it in Arizona?
No.
No, it's not in the middle of the Pacific someplace, I think. I don't know where it is.
Yeah, I think it is, too. Like, out in Bali or something
Bali,
like that.
Bali or Wally. All right. So, Roberta Fasanelli is here. Rich McFadden is here. Doug Steffen is here. We have the usual sort of day after Thanksgiving fiascos going on here, there, and everywhere. What are you buying? Why are you buying it? Where are you going to buy it? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We have these moronis, these fools who go into the store and they fight with each other about what to buy. Okay, I want that. No, I want that. Wasn't there an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie?
Yes.
A Chris movie about this.
There was, where they were trying to get the last and the most popular toy and the whole bit,
So where is all of that food?
Well, it looks like Black Friday is in full force out in Saginaw, Michigan, where some people were running through the store to get to a pile of vegetable steamers, knocking the whole pile off, falling over it, and then a kid picks one up and a woman steals the vegetable steamer from the kid and then starts attacking the mother.
Of course, somebody got it on video with a Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Were there children with these people? They should have the children taken away from them.
The woman out of the little kid's hand.
Oh, my God.
And then the mother attacks the woman over a vegetable steamer.
Unbelievable.
Oh,
and the thing that makes this so American and so beautiful is if somebody was standing there ready with a cell phone, taping it, and uploaded it to YouTube already. Right.
There you go. Okay.
God bless America.
So there's that. And then
love it.
There are some other things going on. The annual list of the toys you should be staying away from. As long as we started with sort of, I don't know if that's a negative, but it's a kind of silly thing, Roberta. Maybe not silly. Because if you're buying Slinkies, for example, all of us have had Slinkies. But the new ones are made with chromium.
Oh,
and chromium is bad stuff for children or for anybody. So if you see Slinky Juniors, you want to avoid them. They are usually available, at least so far, the ones that I've seen reported are in the Target stores. So don't buy a Slinky Junior.
They'll be everywhere.
Yeah, of course they will be. Yeah. So, but they're making them with materials that are not good anymore. Another product, something called magnetic numbers.
Mm-hmm.
These numbers are distributed by Greenbrier International. Most of the stores like Dollar Tree have them for a dollar. They're magnets with numbers, and on the surface looks very cool. It's a good way to teach your children about numbers. But the magnets themselves, again, are loaded with this chromium, which is a uniquely sort of Chinese thing. So you can tell that
but
the things
cheap.
Are being it's cheap. Cheap. Right. That's how they get them to sell them for a buck.
Yeah. The bottom line is if you're in a dollar store buying toys, check the
yeah, here's another one, Richie. Fun Bubbles Jumping Rope.
Yeah.
It's got some kind of ethyl bunga bunga in it, which is banned. So how do these things even get into the country? That's, if this stuff is banned, how do they get in here?
It's like some of this banned in the country that it's made in.
Yeah.
So think about
so
that.
They get rid
they can't sell it in their
send
own
it
country.
To America. They'll be foolish enough
exactly.
to buy it.
Exactly.
Because it's cheap. Here's something called the fairy wand, which is so cheaply made it breaks into small bits and could be swallowed by an infant. Also something available at the Dollar Tree. Dollar Tree's not coming out too hot on this survey.
Oh, boy.
A bad... Did you tell Chinese products. Cheap Chinese products. Here's a Disney. Wow, here we go. Disney.
Buy the expensive Chinese products.
Disney Pixar Finding Nemo Dory figurines with the Disney logo on it. So it's sanctioned by Disney. It's imported by the Beverly Hills Teddy Bear Company. Right.
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh. It doesn't say it's $2 at a store called Five Below. I don't even know what's Five Below.
Oh, Five Below is very popular. It's it's kind of like a dollar store. It's a $5 store, I should say.
Really?
They have things for $1, $2, $3, and $5. Our kids go there all the time.
Five Below. $5
yeah.
and below.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. $5 and below, right?
Mm-hmm. All right, here's a G2 Air Mini Football for children 3 to 6 years of age.
I think I have one of those.
It breaks up into small pieces. It's also available at Five Below. Let's see, there's a lot of these. Marshalls has got something. The Disney Pixar Whiplash Racers. What the heck are those?
Let me look at those.
Disney's getting really raked over the coals here. Disney planes are bad. They break apart pretty easily. Children would choke on them. That's not good. Nickelodeon, the Mermaid Dora. Who knows that? Richie must be familiar. Fisher Price.
No, I don't know Dora the Mermaid.
No. All right. Sold at Target for $10. Stay away from that. All right. So there's got to be a list of these someplace, Roberta, I'm thinking. I don't want to go through all of them. But this is an annual survey.
Hmm? Mm-hmm. Unsafe toys.
Yeah, just go to unsafetoys.com. You'd think that people would do that, but there's so many silly people around.
You know what? We go to Five Below because the kids like to go there if they get a couple bucks.
I never even heard of them before.
Yeah, we got a couple in our area, in our neighborhood. Yeah. And I look at the toy before. If it looks like just total junk, and a lot of this stuff is cheap stuff, and like, you know what? You're just not spending your money wisely here. Let's look for something else.
Mm-hmm.
And they can find some deals in there, with, you know, nice little stuff. But you got to be careful.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, I just thought
especially with the jewelry from the little girls and the lead.
Yep.
Or the makeup kits that you can buy there with the chemicals and the makeup.
Never buy the makeup stuff.
I always very careful with that stuff.
All right. Here's something good from the U.S. Postal Service. If you can imagine anything good, most of the mail. I sent a
letter, doors,
an envelope to Joy Brown, who lives in New York. This is the second time it's happened. It took almost 3 weeks for it to go less than 300 miles. This has happened not once, but twice.
Wow.
And the mail that I get from New York, from ad agencies I do business with, generally is now taking 10 days to 2 weeks to go 300 miles.
Yeah, I mailed something in Los Angeles. Actually, I mailed it at the Disney post office, and I had to go to New York. I had to go to New Orleans, so it's even closer. It took a little over 2 weeks to get.
This is ridiculous. Well, why
from
are we
the Disney
up with this?
Post office to in Los Angeles to New Orleans?
This is ridiculous.
Two weeks.
So why would
seriously?
We? I suppose I'm trying to help out a little bit here with something that's cool because we a lot of times tout the Postal Service's letters from Santa program. They deliver personalized letters from Santa to children who write to the North Pole. It's a mail forwarding program. Parents can use this to write a response to Santa letters written by their children, have it delivered to their child in an envelope that features a North Pole postmark.
Right.
Doesn't cost anything except for the postage stamps that you put on it. That's obvious. But other than that, that's kind of a fun thing that has gotten done. So I hope no young children are listening to me now because I want them all to believe in Santa Claus.
You can also go to the main post office in New York City, and they have just bags and bags and bags of letters to Santa, and you can just pick up a whole bunch of them and write responses.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. All right. So there you go.
Part of the program.
All right. So there you go, folks. Some good ideas, some bad ideas, general ideas.
Get out there and get that vegetable steamer.
Okay.
Hurry up.
So here's the one thing that I wanted Richie to talk about before we paused. As I look at the overall review of businesses and how they think they're going to fare this year, the businesses that will do well, that is taking a lot of dough between now and the end of the year, are still concerned about their bottom line at the end of the year because wages are rising, benefits for workers because of that have to shrink. There are now companies that are saying they can't pay workers because pay more money because of health care costs. You make up your mind. You want more money or you want health care? What do you want? You can't have both. So the Congressional Budget Office is looking at this, and they're saying, well, listen, the requirement is, according to law, that you do this, that, or the other thing. So now they're proposing a Cadillac tax, which will come from wages of higher paid workers so that they can pay, that money can be used to pay for the, what it costs. I hope this, can we get this guy out of office fast, please? Woof. The Cadillac tax.
So now we're not only going to tax the top 1%, but then everybody that's the top 50%. All the rest of you from 2% to 50%, you're going to have to pay a little more, too.
Yeah. All right. So an example of how this works can be seen in Washington, where Richie is, where the Walmarts are closed today because the workers are on strike because they were $15 an hour.
Right. Washington, D.C. only let Walmart come into the city if they agreed to pay them $12 an hour. So Walmart kind of worked and worked, and then they finally figured out a deal where D.C. was happy with the wages that they were going to pay.
Right.
Now the workers at the Walmart in D.C. are striking on Black Friday because they want $15 an hour.
Yeah, good for them.
For working at Walmart, for stacking boxes in aisles.
Well, listen, if they can get it, I guess it's worth it, but what does that do to the value of Walmart? What does it do to the reason for people going there? I just find it amazing.
Nobody wants to better themselves to make more money. Everybody just wants to demand
more money. I'm supposed to get it because I'm entitled to it.
Right.
Because you live in wage. Well, get lost. And by the way, the earlier conversation I was having about the items and the prices, I made a statement, Roberta, I think before you came on, I was talking about items that are in Marshall's or some of the discount stores where they can't put the labels in them. They can't advertise them, and that's called fair trade. It was just something I couldn't get into my mind. Somebody called, thank you. Yes, the reference I was making to fair trade items that are supposed to be sold at the same price no matter where you buy them. And so that is, and that's kind of how you build up or keep the value in a label, isn't it? I mean, under that circumstance.
Look at Apple.
Yeah. This is our price, and that's it. Wherever you get it, you're going to pay the same price. So that's another bit of food for thought. Here's something to think about with regard to the goal that you may have of looking your best. I hope you looked your best yesterday. I felt like I was dressed up, Richie. I had on a pair of gray slacks for Bernie.
Really?
And blue sweater, a white shirt, and a blue blazer.
Very nice.
Those are jeans. No jeans.
Whoa.
No, I may have worn.
No Palmer?
No, nothing. Yesterday I was really pretty well cleaned up.
His girlfriend won't let him dress like that.
That's pretty much the story, Richie. Yeah.
So there's no more like bright blue.
She threw away all the corduroys and the turtlenecks.
The corduroys are gone. Yeah.
She has been a good influence on his attire.
A few turtlenecks that I wear on the
phone. I know you, Doug.
I know. It's okay, Roberta. So anyway, in looking my best, I think about you and how you can look your best. One of the things that people think about is how their hairline looks to their friends. So your hair's in the right place. People want to be coiffed well, but you're having a hard time covering up some of the spots there that you have where there's no hair. I can fix that. Well, I can't fix it, but I can tell you how you can fix it. Your action would involve a phone call to 800-525-8319. At the other end, an operator will talk to you about Provia. Provia is a serum. It doesn't feel like oil, doesn't feel like water. You put it in your hair, and it cleanses your pores so that the things that have plugged up your pores that have kept the hair that's under your scalp from growing out of the way, so the hair grows through the pores. Really very, very cool the way this thing is thought out, was researched, and now it has a lot of doctors promoting it because it works well and it's safe. You want a fuller, healthier head of hair? Call 800-525-8319 and get the natural treatment called Provia. Men and women are using it. Colored treated hair doesn't make any difference. Help yourself to new hair. Get your hair back or your money back. 800-525-8319.
This Saturday at Kohl's, take an extra 20% off with your savings pass. Use it in store and online. And get sleepwear and loungewear for just $7.99 each. For men and women, for girls and boys, for everyone in the family. Saturday only with your extra 20% off savings pass. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Use your extra 20% off savings pass this Saturday when you shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Flex styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
This report is brought to you by Zoetis. Zoetis, Inc. announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has granted the company a conditional license to market canine influenza vaccine H3N2 killed virus. Canine influenza H3N2 is a severe and highly contagious respiratory disease affecting dogs. This is the first commercially licensed vaccine to help control this disease. The first U.S. cases of CIVH3N2 were observed in Chicago, Illinois, in March 2015. Since then, there have been reports of the virus in 25 states, and the outbreak continues to spread. Because it can be difficult to diagnose, effective prevention is critical. Dr. John Coyne, Countryside Veterinary Center, Illinois.
We would rather prevent than we would treat. The clinical signs are devastating, and whenever we feel that we can prevent something, well, that's going to be much more preferred rather than treating.
For more information, visit www.dogflufacts.com. This product license is conditional. Efficacy and potency studies are in progress.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch. Bull & Branch makes the softest, most comfortable sheets in the world for a fraction of what you'd pay in a department store. We only sell online at bullandbranch.com and cut out all of the markups you'll find everywhere else. I'm especially proud that 3 U.S. presidents sleep on our sheets. Bull & Branch bedding is a fantastic gift for yourself or for a loved one. It's Black Friday weekend, and there's never been a better time to give us a try. So go to bowlandbranch.com today for huge savings on our sheets, towels, blankets, duvet covers, everything, plus free shipping. Our products come beautifully packaged in our signature boxes, complete with bows and tissue paper. There's never been an easier way to give a thoughtful gift. So don't miss the Black Friday sale at BollandBranch.com. That's BollandBranch.com. And use promo code Black Friday. Give the gift of comfort at BollandBranch.com. Promo code Black Friday.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget.
Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's Sam.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at Staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards are not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
So it's sort of social, demented and sad, but social.
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need is a lobotomy and some tights.
How come you got so much in your purse?
How come you have so many girlfriends?
I asked you first.
I don't know. I guess I never throw anything away.
Neither do I. Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
Great stuff.
The music by Simple Minds from the Breakfast Club. Don't you forget about me, because Judd Nelson's birthday is today. We kind of thought this would be a cool way for us to get into movie moments with movie music. There's another piece of music that is kind of cool. Chuck Curry is here, along with Roberta and Richie and I. We're going to talk about the new movie Creed that Chuck Curry has seen. I want to see that myself. But first, our video of the day today at DougStephan.com. Chucker comes from the crew of the USS Eisenhower. They remade this past week a popular trailer for the new Star Wars movie using the crew of the ship. And the background is on this Navy vessel. They call it Sea Wars, the Ike Awakens. Ike Eisenhower. Here's some of the audio from it. Pretty much the name of the original ship. You gotta see. What?
They replaced R2-D2 with a bucket, with a mop bucket.
So I bring you this because I wanted to pay attention and have you pay attention to it. It's one of those clever things that
we got to go watch it. It's very, very clever. It's fun. So,
video of the day at DougStephan.com, the Star Wars trailer using the crew of the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower out at sea.
I guess I've been out of the loop. What, is a new Star Wars movie coming out soon?
Yes, and it'll be a giant one, Chucker.
Oh, okay, yeah, I probably will see it, yeah.
Chuck Curry reviews Creed in a moment for us here on Good Day.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a sling.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
This Saturday at Kohl's, take an extra 20% off with your savings pass. Use it in store and online. And get sleepwear and loungewear for just $7.99 each. For men and women, for girls and boys, for everyone in the family. Saturday only with your extra 20% off savings pass. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Use your extra 20% off savings pass this Saturday when you shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, Chuck Curry here with Roberta Ritchie and I on Creed, which is one of the five movies that I wanted to see this weekend. Why would one want to go see this movie, Chucker?
You know, it's interesting. I remember in 1976, I saw the original Rocky at the Avenue Movie Theater in Brooklyn, New York. I was 11 years old. I went by myself, believe it or not. And this movie, I thought it's quite fascinating watching an actor play a character in a 40-year span, which Stallone has done, playing Rocky Balboa. And to see the arc of the character from 1976 to now, a 40-year span, the way that character has evolved in terms of growing older and some of the stuff he goes through in this movie, I thought it was a very emotionally powerful experience if you grew up on Rocky. Overall, the film I thought was excellent, and I would categorize it as a major home run for the studio. I think it's going to get great word of mouth. It's going to do very well at the box office. And the interesting part is directed by a 29-year-old director named Ryan Coogler, who did the movie Fruitvale Station. Michael B. Jordan plays the son of Apollo Creed. He's really good in this film, but it's Stallone who I think steals the show. And not only is
it ought to be, it ought to be the fact. He ought to steal the show.
No, basically it is a supporting role, although he's the co-star of the film. The movie mostly focuses.
People, come on, let's face it, Chucker. People are going to go see the movie because he's in it.
Oh,
in
I
the
agree
story.
With that 100%.
Go see
but the movie gets
guy.
Almost everything right. The relationship Apollo Creed's son has with his girlfriend, almost similar to Rocky and Adrian in the original. But the audience, you could feel when you're watching a film where there's a real strong, deep emotional connection, especially at the end, and everything comes together. And I would give this movie a 9 out of 10. And if you like Rocky, it's an absolute must-see. I said on the air, after they did Rocky Balboa, a film I loved, I never wanted to see Stallone play Rocky again because I thought that movie was quite good. But I was wrong, this movie totally works. And if you're a Stallone fan, I'd also argue it might be the best acting he's ever done.
Is he going to get an Oscar nomination?
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind he will. And I think he's got a shot to win it.
Well, yeah, wow. Really technically, of course he will. Absolutely. If he's nominated, he gets the award.
Getting an Oscar for going, oh, no.
Chuck Curry here with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.